Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand. Now, let your light shine. Namaste. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am pleased to have a guest with me on the podcast today, and she is someone who I have just met recently. Her name is Tina Mast, and she's an amazing woman. I'm going to tell you about her in a minute, but first, welcome, Tina. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I got to know Tina through a book compilation that she is a part of, which we will be talking about here in a little bit. But first, I want to just share with you all the amazing, wonderful things that this lovely woman is. She is an angel communicator, intuitive medium, theta healer, empath, life and wellness coach, mentor, and author, as I mentioned. That's a lot of stuff. You are very,
it is a lot of stuff when you think about it.
Yeah, I know. But I love it. She has an extremely positive outlook, which is something we all need to have in this life. And it helps her to break toxic cycles and to live a happy and fulfilling life. And I love this. Tina believes that when we find a safe, loving place with encouraging support, true healing can begin, that's for sure. And her mission is to be the person she needed when she was struggling to find her way. And I'm not going to go into the rest of this because I think we'll save that for the interview, because it's a little bit about your story that you shared in the book. So what made you, first of all, the book is called, let me back up. The book is called Women Standing Strong Together. Refresh my memory on the subtitle. I know it's something about authentic
surrendering to your authentic self.
Ah, yes, that's what I love about it, because that's what we're all about here on the podcast, is helping people to be able to engage authentically. So why did you decide to participate in the book? What drew you to it?
Well, obviously, the opportunity to work with a bunch of women is very appealing. You have so many similarities, so many things in common, and then to be involved with them, that to me was just excited. Expand the circle. But I also just felt led that it was a great opportunity for me to be able to, kind of like you had said, to be the person that I needed when I was struggling. And if I can help one person, then I feel that my goal has been achieved.
That's awesome. I feel the same way about one of the reasons why I started this podcast as well, is if I can help someone through the interviews that I'm doing, or even when I'm sharing some of my knowledge and experiences that I've learned, then I feel that it's a worthwhile day and a worthwhile endeavor. So can you share actually a little bit about your story? I don't want to give it away, because we would like to have people encourage you to go buy the book, because it is an awesome book. I've been reading it on my phone. It's also a paperback, which I'm looking forward to be receiving soon. But maybe give us a little hint about what it's about and what your goal was in actually sharing your story.
The title of my story is Do It Afraid. So much of my life, I've just lived in fear, and I've allowed it to take over. And I really didn't like the way it made me feel or the outcome. And after so many years of doing it or not doing it because I'm afraid, I thought, you know what, I'm going to give faith a try. I'm going to put my faith out there, and I'm just going to do it afraid. I'm afraid, but I'm just not going to let it stop me anymore.
That's really, what am I trying to say? That's encouraging and blah, I can't even think today. Boy, oh boy, my brain is. but what I wanted to say is that I think stepping out of your comfort zone is so important, and doing the things that you're afraid of, especially, I think is when it has the best results in a way, even though it can be scary at the time. But I do think that God or the universe or however you, you know, whatever your beliefs are, I think we get rewarded and we may not necessarily even see it right then, but maybe even a little bit farther down the line because we were willing to step out there. And I do know that acting in spite of fear, it's not always easy. And so how have you, I mean, definitely I know writing the book was part of it, but also some of what your story, you talked about that you finally were able to embrace the fear, but really what do you think shifted in you? What made you sort of, you know, finally realize that, you know, I just can't live this way anymore? What do you think that was?
I think for me, it was getting to that point where I just felt so exhausted by it because fear controlled everything. You know, who I was with or where I went, if I went, if I didn't, you know, it just had such control. And I got to the point where this isn't how I thought my life would be. I thought I would be happier. I thought I would be enjoying more, whether it be simple things or big things. And I think for me, it was just getting to that point that, all right, I've had enough. I've tried it that way. It's not working for me. You know, we're only here once. You know, this is not a dress rehearsal.
Right.
So I felt like I'm just going to have to do it. And I just did baby steps at first. I wasn't in any way, shape, or form ready to do anything big.
Yeah.
So just do baby steps and then be empowered by those baby steps to then kind of up the ante.
Yeah, that's an excellent way to look at it. And I think that is for anyone listening, what you can do is if you are facing something that you want to be able to overcome, just taking those little steps every day, it really does, it helps you to build momentum and it makes it a lot easier. So that's good that you were able to do it. I think also, and this is just my belief, but I think sometimes, or what might have happened as well, and I can say for my case, is that, like you said, that you were, you know, tired of living in fear and wondering, you know, isn't there more to life? And I think that's maybe God's way of, you know, knocking on our shoulder and saying, yes, there is more to life. You know, it's okay. It's time to start embracing it.
Yeah, I feel there were many times, especially looking back now, because I just didn't have energy and strength then. You're so depleted. And seeing those opportunities that God would have put in my way, mm-hmm. And boy, they just went right past me. So there are sometimes I call it a brick moment where he's tried. Now he's going to drop a brick and now, okay, I got your attention. So there were a lot of those that happened. But again, you just kind of get to that point where then you're aware because you take a baby step and you feel so good that you did it. Then you are a little more aware. Maybe not as quick to do it because you're still afraid, but once you're aware and then you just kind of take it from there and you do try little steps here or there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. What lessons, if anything, have you learned, I guess, even from this experience of writing, but even going through all that you went through in your past that has led you to today?
Well, when I was younger, I used to question and be a little more like, why is this happening to me? You're feeling totally alone, that this is only happening to you. Everybody else's life is like a Hallmark movie.
Right.
So you feel totally alone. And I used to question a lot of times, why is this happening to me? Why can't I get out of this? Why am I stuck? Why do I feel this way? So for me now, one of the lessons I've learned, I don't ask why is it happening to me. I kind of think of it more as, okay, what are you trying to teach me? What am I supposed to be learning?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I have not gotten it yet because these are getting pretty intense. So I try to change my perspective that way. I try not let fear dictate. It's still going to be there. It's life. It's how we all live. but I don't allow it to be my first thought and my first reaction. Mm. And that's a huge thing for me. And I think for a lot of people out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is the thing to remember. And that's definitely a lesson I've had to learn, is that life is a journey. You know, it's not about the destination, and that stuff is still going to happen, and we're still going to have to deal right. with it. You know, life is not going to be all sunshiny and roses just because we decided it is. Now you're going to have to learn how to roll with the punches occasionally. But as you say, by being aware of it, I think is definitely the first step, and noticing and saying, okay, realizing you have the power to choose, how do I want to react in this situation?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What has been your, I'm just curious about this experience of writing the book. What was that like for you? How, because I'm thinking for anyone else out there who might be possibly thinking about sharing their story, how was that for you?
It was definitely different. I've never written anything like or anything similar to this at all. Mm. It's very unique. It was a healing experience in the way I never expect to happen. You know, every time you would go sit to write, it was like a little mini therapy session, because right, if I'm talking to someone and you can explain and people can sense your energy or your feelings about things, mm-hmm. you can convey your story. But when you're writing, you have to put it in perspective so that people can see where you are and get an idea of the feelings that you have. So to put that into words that it can be translated to, regardless of who reads it, that was interesting. It was a little challenging at times, mm-hmm. but it definitely was a unique thought of kind of putting pen to paper, so to speak, a different avenue I've never tried before.
Are you going to do any more, do you think? Is that something now? Have you gotten bitten by the writer's bug?
Well, I don't know if I've gotten bitten, but it's definitely interesting. The idea of it is definitely appealing. There's so many people that you can reach and you can help. You know, I love to help people and serve people however I can. And if this is an avenue to allow that to happen, I'm absolutely open to it.
Mm, that's awesome. What is, how do you work with people? What do you work like one-on-one or what types of, and also like what types of maybe issues do people come to you for help with that you're able to help them?
I think a lot of people, it's usually the people who come to me, it's a lot of day-to-day stuff. You know, my daughter's struggling in college, she can't get adjusted, or I'm having a hard time figuring this out with my spouse. I've had some people that I feel like they just want an opportunity to say it out loud, mm-hmm. to make it real. They don't necessarily want advice. They just want somebody to hear them, mm-hmm. and maybe someone to just give them some encouragement. They don't want someone necessarily to give them the answers.
Right.
They just need to, you know, to say things out loud. A lot of us, especially women, you know, you're taught to kind of those fears and those feelings that you have, just keep stuffing it, just keep stuffing it. And it manifests itself in so many different ways, whether it's sickness or lack of sleep or whatever. And you get so used to that, that you don't verbalize it. Mm-hmm. So when you have opportunity to verbalize it, it makes it real. And just saying the words out loud are so healing all by itself. So I have a lot of people who come to me for just kind of the basic things. I am an angel communicator as well as a medium. So I've done readings and I do angel connections and sessions that way. Mm. It's kind of however I need to serve, that's what I do.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's a wonderful gift. I've worked with people who do, you know, communicate with angels, and I'm in awe of it, I would say. And I think it's wonderful that you've been able to recognize that you have that gift, I think, and to be able to then share it and to be able to help others. So that's a wonderful thing. How can someone get a hold of you if they would like to maybe learn more about what you do? Maybe they would like an angel reading. What's the best way for someone to contact you?
Probably the best way would be to email me, and it's talkswithangels7@gmail.com.
Okay.
And they can just reach out and we can kind of take it from there.
Awesome. Well, I will make sure that I have that information in the show notes. So don't worry about trying to scribble it down if you're listening in the car or something right now. You can go to my website and you'll be able to find it. So, well, thank you so much. Is there anything else maybe that you've got? As we're recording this, we're coming up by the end of the year. It's going to be 2020. What is your vision for 2020? Where do you see what's in store for you in the next year? What do you hope to accomplish?
I have allowed myself to be open to say yes, that things that used to frighten me or that fear would keep me from doing mm-hmm. because it's outside my comfort zone or I haven't done it before or haven't tried that. So I've been more open to saying yes, which is exciting, but a little overwhelming. It's all good. So I would say that's probably the biggest thing for me. Mm-hmm. It's just allowing life to just happen and not feeling like it's just get up, go to work, come home, do the laundry, cook dinner, get up, go to work. You know, there's more to it than that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's awesome. And I wish you the best for this year, that you'll be able to say yes to some really awesome things. So thank you so much for being here as a guest on the podcast today. And as I said, I will put also a link to the book on Amazon. So that's where you can grab your copy. And I think I'm not going to say, because I'm not quite sure when this will be released. So I'm sure it'll still be affordable. And they also have it on Kindle as well. So make
yes.
sure you can grab a copy. But there's a lot of wonderful stories in there, a lot of inspiring stories. So if you are struggling, I think you will get a lot of benefit from it. So thanks again for being here, Tina. And I appreciate it. And as always, I encourage you, if you're listening to this right now, to make sure that you subscribe to the Live, Love, Engage podcast so that you won't miss any future episodes. You'll be able to get them, whether it's on iTunes or I think we're on Stitcher or Spreaker or I don't know, one of those. Check us out. And if you could leave us a review and a rating, that would help too, because that'll help more people find the podcast.
Thanks so much, Gloria. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And until next time, I encourage you all to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.